From Lambeau Field, home of the 13-time champions, it's the Mike McCarthy Show with Wayne Larrabee, Lance Allen, and the head coach of the Green Bay Packers.
And welcome to the Mike McCarthy Show. I am Lance Allen. Wayne Larrabee has the week off. I'm joined by the head coach of the Green Bay Packers. Give it up for Mike McCarthy. And Mike, I know the burning question on everyone's mind is, what did you do in the bye week, your couple of days off that you had?
Well, just like I said, I think last week on the show, family self-scout in Detroit. I just had the opportunity to step away from work, had some quality family time, so that's always healthy. Can never get enough of that.
And it's amazing how you come back to work and immediately you've got to deal with stuff. And the news that came right away was Brian Bulaga out for the year with the hip injury.
Yes, that was something that we feared all week, just as far as gathering all the information. And I know Brian's disappointed because I think deep down he really wanted to try to give it a go. This is really in the best interest for Brian Bulaga, long term. So. It's the right thing to do, and that's something that's a philosophy of Ted Thompson and the organization. We're always going to take the caution road when it comes to these type of injuries.
And just to back it up a little bit, you couldn't even enjoy your full bye week, and you find out that Nick Perry is lost for the season on IR with a wrist injury.
Yes, Nick's wrist has been bothering him. He's been going through the rehab, obviously, for the knee injury that he suffered in the Houston game. So it required surgery. And once again, it was the best interest for Nick long-term to get that done right now.
I don't want to depress everybody, so I'm going to talk about the positive now. On Monday, you get John Kuhn, Sam Shields, Jordy Nelson back. So is that a little bit of an uplift, an uptick, so to speak, that you get at least some injured guys back?
Well, Jordy practiced Monday, so hopefully we'll see what Wednesday's is in store for us. Also, Sam was back, limited, so hopefully he'll be able to work up to full participation. And John Kuhn went through the rehab process, so hopefully we can get John back Wednesday. And it's obviously anytime you get healthier players back, it creates more competition, makes your personnel groups flow a little more, and maybe we get a little better routine.
So, what was your message to the room when the team came back, gathered after the bye week?
Well, Monday we talked about the self-scout items of interest, and then really, frankly, dove into the division drive. This is our drive for the division championship. That's always the first goal in mind. Having five division games in the next 7 weeks, the important intangibles involved in winning division games. Talked a little bit about our history in division games and really the importance of carrying this focus into Detroit.
Four of the next five games are division games. Is that a grind in your opinion, or is that just the way the schedule's made out, or how do you look at tackling that whole thing?
Well, I have no control of the schedule. It's definitely a grind. Everybody understands that division games are always the toughest games. These games are always more physical than the other games, if you can believe that. And to have these demanding games at the end of the year, there's a lot that goes into the planning for these 7 weeks. So we feel like we have a good plan. But at the end of the day, we have to play our best football in November, December, and that's what we're gearing up to do.
I know you mentioned the self-scout. Did you learn anything in reflection on your team and just maybe in general what happened in the unofficial first half of the season?
Well, it really isn't anything you weren't aware of. It probably gives you more time to create a better presentation, collect the facts, coordinate them, and make a stronger point and have the time to go through it with your whole football team. So we want to make sure we're correcting ourselves and spending more time talking about ourselves than we are by our opponents. And that's an easy trap to fall into. So these division games are important, but they're common opponents. Five of the seven, also the New York Giants. So six of these next seven opponents are all common teams that we've played in the past, we have history with. So we need to really focus on what we're doing and what we need to do better.
And you always have a good pulse on the team. Do you really feel like this is your time to shine? I mean, your record in November is very good, and it usually seems like the Packers are geared for this stretch run.
Well, we have no choice. I mean, that's the way it has to be, and that's the way we've always approached it. So, we learned a hard lesson last year about not playing your best football at the end of the year. And, it's a lesson learned, and that's why we're applying it to our preparation this week.
Next segment, Mike and I are going to be joined by our special guest, TJ Lang. You're watching The Mike McCarthy Show. And welcome back to The Mike McCarthy Show. We are now joined by our special guest. He is the versatile offensive lineman of the Green Bay Packers, TJ Lang. Give it up for TJ.
Thank you.
And TJ, I guess the dying question on everyone's minds is, what did you do on your bye week?
I relaxed, man. I went back to Michigan with my girlfriend, my son, saw some family, and actually purchased a house back there that we've been looking for about a year. So, you know, we're excited about that. I've been living in a small apartment the last couple of years whenever I go home, and that was just a little bit too small. So we upgraded a little bit, got a place to call home. So that was the big news coming out of last week.
Well, congratulations on
that. Thank you.
And then obviously Brian Bulaga out for the year. You'll be the right tackle for the foreseeable future. That's kind of obviously changed things for you as well.
Yes, it definitely has. You know, it's something that, you know, I'm familiar with. You know, my first really two, almost a little bit of last year too, my first 2 years. And, you know, I played a lot of different positions there on the O-line. I played, you know, left tackle, left guard, a little bit of right tackle. And last year played, you know, two full games at right tackle. Mm-hmm. It's just something you always have to be prepared for. Injuries happen. You know, they're unfortunate, but, you know, when they do happen, you have to do the best you can to adjust and move forward and, you know, not try to get, you know, the offense out of rhythm or out of chemistry. And, you know, last week we did that really without any hesitation. You know, Evan came in, I moved out to right tackle, and we just carried on. And, you know, that's something you just have to adjust to.
Mike, it seemed like he did very well, just being obviously thrown in there during the game. But having a full week of prep, does that give you a little more ease, a little more comfort going into the game, having this guy at right tackle all week?
Well, the reality of it is we didn't change our game plan against Arizona, so we definitely won't change our game plan going into Detroit. And just as we install the game plan, I mean, TJ's obviously aware we're going to do some, you know, some new wrinkles like you do every week for your opponent, and no different this week in Detroit. So we're going to line up and play like we always have, and that's a real credit to TJ's versatility.
TJ, you obviously had some tough things to go through during your career, and you have a tattoo on your arm that you always remember your dad. Maybe explain that and explain why it says, "I'll be watching."
Well, actually, you know, my dad passed away January 5th of last year, right during the bye week of our playoff game. So something that was very difficult to deal with. You know, wanted. I'm not a big tattoo guy. I've got a couple of them though. They all mean something to me, and just wanted to have something that, you know, would always remind me of him. And you know, my dad never missed a game here. He lived in Detroit. He never missed a game here in Green Bay. He would make the 8-hour trip every weekend. We had a home game. And when he, you know, was diagnosed with cancer, he could no longer travel. The one thing he would always call me or send me a text saying, the night before game, saying, you know, good luck, love you, I'll be watching. And, you know, so that's why I have the cross with the words "I'll be watching" on it. You know, something that always reminds me of him, you know. So it's something that, you know, I definitely cherish.
And speaking of Detroit, as you call it, or the D, you're from Michigan. You're
right.
Playing the Lions this week, obviously. Got a little chippy the last time around over there. How do you keep your emotions in check knowing everything that's on the line?
Well, you just have to play disciplined football. It's something that we're very accustomed to. You know, we're not a team that really engages in a lot of, you know, after the whistle activity. So, you know, we have to make sure we keep our cool, make sure that we know they're a very high energy and high effort team. They play all the way up to the whistle, and sometimes through the whistle, we're going to have to make sure that we're matching their effort and their intensity, and making sure, you know, as offensive linemen, we're finishing blocks. You know, we're not letting any of those defenders get any extra hits on our, you know, receivers, quarterback, running back, you know, to start a melee. We want to make sure we're always staying engaged, finishing blocks, and, you know, just staying disciplined.
And, Mike, is that something you address with the team this week?
Well, not only this week. It's something that you emphasize every single week, but even more so when you get into division games. The discipline in the areas of penalties is very important to our success. We've been successful in division games, and we will continue that this week in Detroit.
All right, let's go to the back. We have some fan questions for the coach and for TJ as well.
Hi, my name is Tyler. Hi, Coach McCarthy. I just have a question about the bye week. You guys have been on a roll, so are there any particular motivational techniques that you use or things that you look for at the practices immediately following the bye to make sure that your team is rested and not rusty?
Well, the number one motivational topic or item that we used for the bye week was extra time off. So that was a big hit with the players. So that they obviously walked out the door feeling very good about themselves. But also it's important to come off of a bye week and train your football team a certain way. I've made the mistake in the past of overtraining the team coming off of bye week. So we were very smart in our Monday practice, but also with that, having the extra time to practice for Detroit gives us also extra time to emphasize the areas where we think where we feel we need work.
All right, I think we have another question, and this one's for TJ.
Hey, my name is Andy. This is for TJ. Do you think anybody from the Detroit Lions is watching the Mike McCarthy show right now? And how cautious are you to not reveal any strategy or Packer secrets on the show?
Better watch out. You got coach next to you.
Well, God bless them if they are.
You got the boss next to you.
That's right. Gosh, that's funny. I don't really know how to answer that.
But is that an interesting – I know you guys have media talking points every week. Is that tough when – kind of like what I mentioned before, it's an emotional game for you. You're going back home, but yet you got to make sure that you say the right things and do the right things and not stir things up.
Yeah, that's really the case every week. You know, you always want to respect your opponents leading up to the game. We're not a team that really engages in the bulletin board material. We respect everybody that we play, and, you know, we let our play do our talking on Sunday. So, you know, I think that we've never really had a problem with that stuff here. But, you know, for me, it is a personal game going back home to Detroit. Just for the fact that, you know, that's where I was raised. All my family, all my friends are there. They'll all be watching the game. I'll get probably 100 texts after the game about how I did. So, you know, that definitely, you know, makes it a little bit more intense for me.
Good news is I think Coach approves of that statement. So that's good. All right, final question in the back.
Hi, I'm Leroy. I have a question for Mike. I heard on the radio a couple days ago that you enjoy watching Honey Boo Boo with your daughter. I was just wondering if that was true or not, and does that relieve you from your coaching stress?
Well, we watch a lot of kid shows at the house, but Honey Boo Boo is one that I don't recall. I hope I'm not getting in trouble with my kids. But, yeah, it's when you go home, to be able to control the clicker on the TV at work all day and not even have a chance at it at home, that's kind of where I'm at right now, so you can tell where I rank.
Some very interesting questions this week, and now we are going to freestyle and go on the Telestrator with TJ Lang. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show.
Starks, the lone setback. Now they move Ryan Taylor to the fullback spot out of the eye. Gives Starks around the right end. Gets it blocked and makes the turn. Breaks the tackle, 20, 25, 30. Stumbling right sidelines and brought down to the 32-yard line.
And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. TJ Lang has kindly joined us on the Telestrator to kind of freestyle a little bit. TJ, if just to jog your memory, 14-yard run. You're playing right tackle because Blog is out. James Starks goes around the right end. Explain the play and kind of what happens here.
Okay, yeah, sure. Well, you know, this going into this week, you know, the running game had struggled for the previous couple weeks. We knew we had to kind of change our attitude a little bit. We had to be more physical. We had to finish blocks better, get the running backs to finish blocks better. And this play is probably, you know, a great example of just the attitude we had throughout this game. So, you know, a simple design for us. We're playing a 3-4 defense. Run to the right, you know, Josh and I double team whatever way this guy goes up to the linebacker. He happened to go inside, which, you know, releases me up to the linebacker crossing. And Josh had a great block. Tom had a great block here on the edge. Really gave James, you know, free lane out there to the edge. And, you know, really was just a prime example of what we're looking for in the run game, just attitude, being physical, pushing guys around. And, you know, that's kind of what we want to see every play to get this run game, make sure it's consistent. So, you know, we could let it roll here a little bit and see what I'm talking about.
And there was something that I noticed is you take this guy and you basically ride him about 5 yards. And it's always good, TJ, I think, when you see the back of his jersey and you plant him about 5 yards downfield.
Yeah, that's a good feeling. That is. Those blocks don't come a whole lot with how athletic guys are on defenses. But you even see Randall up here getting his numbers, showing the running back his numbers, what we like to call him, getting ahead on the safety. You see Josh with a great block there. You know, Jeff, great job sealing off. I mean, the running back has any way to go. He could go here. He could go up here. He could even cut it back with this huge lane we have back here. So, you know, that's just something that picture right there is what you want to see. When you're watching film, that's what you want to see as a running back. You want to see all that green space, guys covered up. We always say you want to see guys' numbers. And, you know, talk about finish if you run it back a little bit. you know, you got guys in the picture way down here.
Right.
You know, Evan Dietrich Smith finishing a block, Crabtree going up.
After he had blocked somebody already.
Covering the pile, making sure there's no late hits. So that picture right there, that, you, from the start to the finish, that's what you're looking for, you know, as an offensive lineman, as a running back. You know, that's what you want to see. Just a great example of an attitude play. You know, got us 14 yards, really, really big play. You know, that was just the kind of tone we set from the get-go and you know, finished throughout the game with it. So, you know, that's something we want to build on.
All right, TJ Lang giving us an inside look right here on the Mike McCarthy Show. Next up, shout-out. Stay tuned for that. And welcome back to the Mike McCarthy Show. We don't have a game to play off of because we're coming off the bye week. So, Mike, you're going to have fun with me on this one because I know you like those shout-outs. We're going to go with the basically shout-out for the first half, unofficial first half of the season. Offensively, let's give it to Aaron Rodgers since he could repeat as the NFL MVP. 67% completing passes, 25 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. Can he get better in the second half of the season?
Oh, I think so, just because the way Aaron approaches his job. So, I mean, he's always looking to improve. He has very high standards for himself. Our offense is built around making the quarterback successful. I mean, he's our guy. He's a special player.
So far, defensive player of the year at the midway point, Clay Matthews, 9 sacks, 31 tackles, and he's in the running for the defensive player of the year. I know you obviously got to play it safe this week or try to determine how his hamstring is going to come back after the bye week.
Well, I agree with you for the defensive player here. he definitely, his hamstring is an issue this week, and we'll see how long it takes.
And how dynamic is he, Mike? I mean, obviously, he changes game plans, doesn't he?
No doubt about it. I think it, you know, for people that really appreciate the game of football, just the way he plays and some of the angles that he creates with his body. I mean, he's an exceptional athlete, special player. You know, he's a great representative of the Green Bay Packers, and he's very, very important to our football team.
Unsung hero is Eric Walden. It seems like we've talked about him a lot on this show, so maybe he's not so unsung anymore, but he got a game ball St. Louis, game ball Arizona. It seems like he's done a little bit of everything for you guys this year.
He's had some big games. You know, we had a rotation there earlier in the season with him and Nick Perry, and now he's kind of taken the role, you know, full-time, and he's done a great job with that.
All right, and so far the fan play of the year, you can hit us up on Twitter at #McCarthyShow. And Mike, no surprise here, people love the fake plays, the trickeration, so to speak, the Tom Crabtree fake field goal that resulted in a touchdown on 4th and 26 against the Bears. So far as the player of the year, would you agree, or do you like that play? What are you thinking?
I can't believe that guy called that play. So glad it worked. No, but it's a. And, you know, it's a real credit to our special teams, you know, Sean Slocum and those guys just working, you know, working those specialty plays. They work them every single week, you know, for maybe 6 months, from last year, carry over. And you're just looking for the right opportunity to call it. And Tom's touchdown was probably not the right opportunity to call it. It was called for different reasons. But it's just a great credit to their execution.
Are there any other plays or any other moments so far in the season that stand out in your mind?
The one that kind of stands out in my mind just because of late is James Jones' touchdown catch. I thought that was a real credit not only to James, but, you know, the trust that Aaron had in James. And you know, when he threw the ball to him, the situation, where he threw it, and James going up and getting that. That was a huge game in the Arizona game.
No doubt about it.
Huge play in the Arizona game.
No doubt about it. All right, Mike and I will wrap up this show and also talk about the Lions coming up. You're watching the Mike McCarthy Show. Last segment of the Mike McCarthy Show, and Mike, the Lions, Detroit, obviously a division game, and last year it got a little chippy over there. Is this going to be an emotional game, do you feel?
Yes, they always are. I mean, that's a tough place to play. It's a, you know, it's a dome, and they've done a very good job as far as the crowd noise and that over there, so that'll be a challenge for our offense. You know, it's a competitive rivalry. You know, they're a playoff team last year also, so. You know, they come off a loss in Minnesota, which is, you know, putting them now at 5 losses. I can't emphasize. I know I've said division 10 times, so I'll say it 11. It's a division game. And, these games are the ones that count, and we have them all right here in November, December, and it's important for us to get this one.
All right, Mike, thank you, and good luck against the Lions in Detroit.
Well, thank you, Lance.
All right, Mike McCarthy joining us right here on the Mike McCarthy Show. Join us next week as well. See you then.